It's like being in a club, a Westeros nightclub, and that beat just drops, and all the wenches hit the floor. That means we're
all
back.
The wenches. We are
all the wenches, skeet, skeet. We are back. Welcome into the fort. Episode 1, season 4. Who would have thought? Season 4. And it's just, it's getting great. It's just starting to get great, picking up steam. Welcome in, Philip Boughton, as always. I've got my ride or die, Joseph Johnson.
Yes, sir. Welcome back. This is technically episode 2, but let's get it.
Yeah.
We got that other episode that
yeah.
We got to post.
Yeah. If Joe John's the ride or die, the one sitting on both our laps is the one Stevie P. And sitting side.
That's against procedural.
Yeah. What? Are we going to get fired? What are they going to do? It's not like we made any comments or anything. But in here today, also a one Joey Berries.
Barry.
Welcome. None of us. Four seasons. Wow. You got to hand it to yourselves, man. None of you look fatter or have lost any hair at all.
That's what I'm saying.
It is kind of crazy.
I haven't gained 1 pound. Haven't lost one follicle of hair.
Is that because you're going by the metric system?
Yeah, could be.
Couple kilograms. No pounds though.
I gained some weight.
You foiled me. So yeah. Today on tap for you fine folks, we have in tribute to Night of the Seven Kingdoms and our immense Game of Thrones fandom. For those who have watched Night of the Seven Kingdoms, there is a little instance.
It's a great show. Can we just stop there for a second? Great
yeah.
show.
Yeah,
one of my favorite shows.
I feel like a comeback story to me for
recent
that.
History.
Only give it, Joe John. Tell us why.
I mean, it's just so well written. Like, I don't know. I probably I didn't really like prepare a whole speech but I probably could, you know, talk about it forever. Like, I don't know. They just do such a good job with and it's not even like it's completely different than like Game of Thrones. This is a very self-contained, like very small cast of people. It all happens within a couple days. But they just do such a good job within that small frame of time, just like putting you into the world. Like the immersion's great. The use of flashbacks is great. The use of literary devices is great. Like fucking Egg giving you just a bunch of background on the history of what's going on with the Blackfyre Rebellion just by singing a song while whittling away in the tree. It's just really good. I think it was just great. It's 6 episodes. It's like a movie of runtime. And I loved it.
I agree. I'm not the biggest Game of Thrones head, and I hope to share a story about that in a little bit. But when I saw this new series come up, I'm like, all right, I can really get into this. And Phil had let me know that, hey, these were only like 30-minute episodes. I'm like, that now you're talking my language, because I just don't have time for, you know, over 60 minutes of each episode. And then when you get into it and you see that opening scene and all of a sudden the Game of Thrones music comes on, you're getting goosebumps. It's like, oh shit, we're back. And then all of a sudden it cuts and he's taking a shit behind the tree, and you get that feeling of holy crap, pun intended, this is a different type of Game of Thrones spinoff.
They're just in your face with it, but like they do it so well.
Character development, I feel like the characters had depth to them. They're relatable, so yeah. Much depth, so that I felt like that old man's wiener almost actually hit me in the face.
Oh yeah,
forgot immediately.
How fucking hung.
But
Sir Harlan
did it really, really well.
Yeah. You know what? I think that like one of the reasons why it was done so well is because unlike the, you know, the later seasons of Game of Thrones, to give early Game of Thrones, you know, the credit it deserves, and season one versus season two of House of the Dragon, it's because they followed the book. Like they very much like kept, they didn't deviate from the story at all in the book. And they did add, they actually added some stuff too. I'd have to look it up to remind myself, just cause we're not talking about the episode today. But they added some stuff that just like really fleshed out the world too. Like, sir, like,
well, which was kind of necessary, right? Because the book, the books of Aeg and Donk were made before Game of Thrones, right?
No, I think they, I think the first novella came out in like 2011.
Which I thought they were written before Game of Thrones.
Let me look that up though.
My fault if that's not, because I was going to say that it's kind of necessary because, like, when you're following a story.
So, 1998 was the first one. Did we lose Joey Barry's?
I'm still here.
Who do we lose?
Not me.
Oh, I'm good. Okay. Sorry, it's my computer because I have you guys minimized. No, so the last one came out in 2010, but the first one came out in 1998. And then 2003. Wow.
Yeah, because okay. I thought that was the first one that he wrote. And the I'm just thinking like
the book came out in 1998.
Okay.
It is his favorite character. I know that. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Did you guys read any of those?
I'm going to. Okay. I've been telling myself that for a couple weeks now.
I don't read, so I did it. I didn't do any of the George R. R. Martin novels, and I'm just wondering if the novellas captured the comedic undertones that the show did, because it has a very different feel than Game of Thrones, and I'm assuming House of Dragon as well, because I think that's a pretty serious
it's serious
retelling.
Yeah, and it's like kind of Marvel-y, like built for people that like just want to watch it while they're looking at their phones. Like it's all just like, you know, a lot of aesthetics. But this show, because of like the story they're telling, you can't really do that. Like the most that we got was the Trial of Seven. Like that was really the only action. But like still, for all those episodes, like you're still invested in the story, and it feels like stuff's happening, but it's just the story progressing. But it's not.
That's a really good point. There's only action throughout basically one episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's significantly less incest so far as well, which awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm in for it. It's an HBO show. You got to have a little incest.
Well, they'll sprinkle some in the second season, I'm sure. It's a George R. R. Martin staple.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that it's focusing on not the other, you know, not the families. Like,
yeah, not the royalty. There's
not a lot of Lannister. There's not a lot of Baratheon, but like the Fossaways, like with the apples, like, and just all the different, the small folk. I like that piece of it. So it is good to develop that. And I mean, that does play into Egg's kind of story. So
it's also like a traditional hero story too, which like Game of Thrones, I feel like I'm not going to give them the credit of saying they were the first to do it, but they were like along that, like the anti-hero, where like the heroes are still bad guys. I feel like that's kind of become like a lot more mainstream. So I think it's nice to get like also just like a traditional hero story where the good guy is like, you know, regardless of even if he's lying, like he is virtuous, like, and he embodies what it means to be a knight even more than the people that we saw knighted.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate that part too. I actually think it's more like a traditional but untraditional hero story because he's such an oaf throughout the show. Like, he's obviously the biggest, but he's very clumsy, and it's like he completely lucked his way throughout the series to even get to where he got to.
Yeah.
But maybe that's the point of it, that his virtues is what eventually won him the day.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I could keep going on. I know you're going to say something, Phil, but I just want to get this in. I could just keep going on about this show. Remember the fucking, the whole bit about the song of the girl that sticks her finger in guys' asses? And like they turned that into like an actual like poetic moment. Such a good show. All right. Anyways, bring us out of here because I'll keep talking.
With that being said, in the show, there is a trial by combat, which for people who watch Thrones, that's happened before. Oberyn in the Mountain, Bronn in the Night of the Vale. So that has happened, but there's a little bit of a twist in this show. Apparently, if it's like you think you'll lose, you can say, give me six other guys to fight this fight with, and you know, let the gods decide it, apparently. So, you know, in watching that kind of unravel, and you know, not to give any spoilers away who wins and how, but it led me thinking, or it got me thinking, it led me to thinking, what would happen if we were in that show and we were accused of some crime?
We punched Arian in the face. Yeah.
We broke Arian's hand and stole Aegon from his older drunk brother. What would we do? Who would we pick? So, with that being said, we are all on the clock for a Game of Thrones universe trial by seven fantasy draft.
Woo! Do the NFL draft.
Brought to you by Mel Kiper and Todd McShay.
Todd.
That reminds me of my fantasy football draft.
Let me tell you about Dunk. Basically what we're going to do here, we count, all the four of us count as one of the seven, obviously, because we're accused of the crime. What that crime is, not going to get into it.
Ooh, we should come up with a crime too.
Taking them back to Nevada is a lot of some banging horses. Good God. But so what we have to do here is we got to pick each of us six people and one dragon. So here are the rules, or here are the positions for the draft. One person from Thrones, one person from House of the Dragon, one person from Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, one female from all three, two wild cards. They can be from all three. Doesn't matter, male, female. They have to be human. And then one dragon. The dragon can be from either show. Somebody's smoke alarm going off?
Who's beeping?
Sorry.
Who's burning their Tostitos?
Yeah.
Cooking up a fire team. That's what I'm cooking up.
There you go. So with all of those, we have, you know, compiled a short list, I would say.
And we're drafting this said person at their peak, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. Because I have a few in mind that will say, yeah, it makes sense. We're taking them at the height of their
when you
combat.
When you select them, please provide the context. You know,
I'm not going to be able to. I mean, I'll lend that to you.
I know you're just talking about Robert.
Context won't be necessary.
Okay. Well, I mean, what led you to that choice?
Okay. There you go.
There you go. So, with that being said, Joe John, what is the draft order here?
Yeah, I'm going to pull up this spin the wheel thing. We're going to do real WebEx work style.
Spin the wheel, and whoever it lands on, you got a kiss.
You're up, buttercup. I'll drive around. Right.
Let's spin the wheel. This should we go 4, 3, 2, 1? Spin the wheel.
Yes.
So we're drafting for the four spot
or four spot or one spot?
Four spot.
G spot.
Son of a bitch. Keep going. Yes.
Oh, CVP with the fourth pick.
I want one, baby. I want one.
It is a
the snake. 101 pick. Ooh.
It is.
Yeah.
No, you got the 104.
Yeah, you're 104, Stevie.
Oh, I'm fourth?
What you say?
I must have not been listening at all.
All right, so this is
all right, for the third pick.
God damn.
God damn.
No. No.
It's me.
Yes.
Yep, third pick, me.
JoJo.
All right, this one's for the first overall pick. So whoever it lands on gets one.
Oh, that's Bowie.
Whoever lands on gets one.
So Joey Barry's with the first overall pick.
Let's go.
One.
Huge. I didn't want that.
Fantastic.
All right. Yeah. Thanks
for two. So I'm two.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay.
It's all right.
Doesn't all right.
Draw the strategy at all.
I feel really good. Feel really good.
I really fuck up my strategy because I feel like I have some niche people in here too.
That's fine.
This is just a very strategized draft. I don't know how many drafts you guys have done on the podcast before, but there's been a few podcasts where we did like the Christmas movie draft where it was basically just personal preference and style. Where this, I feel like you could fuck a few people over.
Yep.
The categories really make it. You have to, like, not necessarily this pick that I'm going to make right now. And are we good to go? We set?
You're good. You're on the clock. You want
me to play the music?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Ring me in.
Okay, you are.
So I don't know if this is the strongest fighter. But
great way to start.
But I'm taking the what's that?
It's a great way to start with the first overall pick.
With the 101, that's for sure. But there's bigger pools in different areas.
Sure.
So I'm going to be selecting with my first overall because it's fresh in my mind, and he's a big old motherfucker.
Oh, okay.
I'm taking Sir Duncan the Tall.
Okay.
Okay.
Now,
I'm taking him at his peak. So clearly not this season. Hopefully the next couple of seasons he comes into form. I don't know much about his lore in Game of Thrones and how much he's talked about, but I think he's got a pretty good reputation.
He's a major in the book of what is it? The Book of Brothers. For the Book of the Brothers.
Yeah, they talk about it at the end. Oh yeah, in Game of Thrones, when Joffrey's laughing at Jaime for not having anything in the book.
Four
fucking pages. Look at that guy. Yeah. So he's got my back.
Absolute legend.
Could get a piggyback if I need to. If somebody takes off my leg, I could just jump right on his back. And I think he's well worth it. It's a strategic pick because I think that. This series probably has the least amount of credible fighters in it to pick from. So that'll be my pick, Sir Duncan the Tall.
So that's you're taking him in the Knight of the Seven Kingdom position?
Correct. I am not taking him in wild card yet. No.
Understood. Yep. Okay. So that puts me on the clock. And... Am I getting the music?
Oh, yeah. We're gonna
What?
Okay. There's two ways I can go with this.
We're already doing that. Come on.
Joey Barry's kind of played his hand a little bit. That he doesn't know a lot about House of the Dragon.
Yeah.
I don't know shit about that show.
Okay. And that show has less fighters in it. So I'm going to take my
Interesting.
Favorite. Daemon.
Fuck.
Okay.
Daemon Targaryen.
Well, that backfired.
Yep. Guys,
I'm not taking any of those blonde-haired bastards.
Okay. He's an absolute stud. He, best fighter at that time, by far. And that's all there is to it. There's not many people that, because that show is very dragon-centric. So we know about the dragons, but there's not much with the humans fighting. But Daemon is a G. So with that being said.
If you put Daemon's hair on Phil Bowden, would he look more like Daemon or more like Will Ferrell from Eastbound and Down?
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Will Ferrell.
Ashley Schaefer, BMW.
Woo! Woo!
Okay. I feel like I kind of obvious pick. I feel like I could tell you would take that. I didn't know if that would be your first.
If you know me at all.
Wait. Well, yeah. Is this a serpentine draft? Am I going?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Game over, boys. Game over.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm gonna keep it within a similar vein to what you went with Daemon. I'm gonna take with my first round pick. I'm gonna take Jon Snow. And I'll tell you why and why this relates to Daemon. They both have they're not just skilled knights. They're not just with Valyrian steel swords. They both have plot armor on their side. Where the show will not kill them when they deserve to die. Jon Snow in the Battle of the Bastards and pretty much throughout all of Game of Thrones after he did die. And Daemon when he was attacking, what is it, the crab feeder, and he just runs past everybody and somehow kills him. So they also have luck on their side, and I think that that's going to go really far. So I'm going to take a Targaryen, but not with gold hair, and I'm going Jon Snow.
Boom. Huge pick.
Can I ask like I said, I've seen Game of Thrones, I've seen Night of the Seven Kingdoms, but I've not seen House of the Dragons. What is the timeline here?
That's like 180-ish years before Game of Thrones.
Okay. And Night of the Seven Kingdoms is in between those.
Yeah, it's about 100 years before Game of Thrones and like 80 years after House of the Dragon, give or take. Egg,
got it.
Egg is Danny's great great-grand or John's.
It's different in the book versus the show. They like skip a generation in the show. Yeah.
But allegedly, Egg is Danny's grandfather and John's great-grandfather.
Aemon Targaryen in Game of Thrones, who's at the wall. He's brothers with Egg in Game of Thrones season – or in Night of the Seven Kingdoms season one. So he was brothers with Egg, Arryn.
He'll be in the show.
Daron, whatever the drunk one's name was. And they mention him in passing. They just say that he's at the Citadel becoming a maester.
Yeah.
But that's why he's 100 years old during Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
So fourth, where we're at, pick 104.
And he has a doggy.
Steven's going to love it.
Does he come with Ghost? Does Ghost come with him as a package deal?
I don't think so, no.
He's on the sidelines. He's watching.
Special ability. I have to get like enough power boost or whatever.
Yeah.
You can't pick them as the wild card, right? You said wild card has to be human.
True.
Correct.
All right, fellas. Play me my song. I'm about to end this draft right now.
I'm gonna do it one last time in the first round.
Okay.
Let's see if I can make it an appropriate volume.
EVP with the
Okay. So for the fourth overall pick, I'm going with the greatest swordsman in the history of Westeros.
Damn it.
Sword of the Morning, Sir Arthur Dayne.
Oh, that's a good pick.
That's a good one. Yep.
I don't even need anyone else, boys.
That's a really good
thing. He doesn't have luck on his side, we'll say that.
Yeah. That's true.
Somebody just needs to get Ned and that other guy, and we're good.
And just sneak up from behind, and he's fucked.
Damn, that's two of mine that I've had taken on the board, off the board.
Yeah, that was going to be my 101, but I just too much of Game of Thrones to pick.
Like a low key pick. I didn't think anybody else would hop on that. I thought that had like third round upside.
I thought it was pretty widely known that he's the best swordsman in Westeros now.
I mean, Ned said that because he snuck up on him. And so it's like, oh, yeah, he was the best ever. I'm like, yeah, because you killed him.
No, what's her, what was his name? Mirren Reed's dad did. Howland Reed. He's the one who stabbed him, yeah.
Okay, yeah, but.
But Ned lied, said he killed him in
one-to-one. Some shiesty maneuvers, and
in the book, he also allegedly fucked. I'm trying to think of a good way to say it. Fucked his sister.
Whose sister?
Arthur Dane's.
Harlan Reed.
Ned.
Oh, Ned.
Well, also Harlan Reed, Howland Reed too.
So he stabbed his sister and Arthur Dane.
There's theories that he had a bastard or something like that with I wish I had these names. I should have studied this more recently. But yeah, Arthur Reed's sister. And that's why they weren't like pissed off. The like family wasn't pissed off with him when he killed him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's some lore for you too.
Huge. Stevie, do you got your second drawn up?
Yeah, it brings us back to the second round.
I don't know if I want to go curveball with the second pick here.
What, like Hush Puppies? Hush Puppies.
I'll take Hush Puppy and a Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound too bad right now, honestly.
Go with a slider instead. A little something off speed. Maybe not a 12-6 breaker.
Perhaps a splinker or a fork ball.
Okay. Okay. You know what? That's not a bad idea. I'll go with my
maybe a slurve.
Character here. Kraegan Stark.
Oh, another one off my board.
In what
slot?
Yeah.
Gonna go with I'll go with my House of the Dragon character.
Because Arthur Dane is Thrones, right?
Huh?
Arthur Dane is from the Thrones. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Nice. Solid.
We haven't seen him.
Yeah, do you have like any more? I mean, we know he kind of like fucking comes down to Winterfell or not. Yeah. King's Landing and is like, I run this shit now and I'm going to pick the next leader.
Yeah.
In the Hour of the Wolves. I can't wait to get for House of the Dragon to get there.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I like it. I dig it. It was my Hot D pick. So I've changed both my Knight of the Seven Kingdoms pick and Hot Dragon pick. Hot Dragon. House of the Dragon. But I feel like
Hot D.
I feel like PvP really messed up. I call it Hot D. That's why I said that. Because we have such a powerful category that we need to draft with, and you can get the obvious like number one in that category. So I'm going to take my dragon with the second round, and I'm going to get Balerion the Black Dread, the fucking OG.
Okay.
That dominated, that Aegon used to conquer the Seven Kingdoms originally. The biggest dragon ever, bigger than Vhagar.
Yes, bigger than Vhagar.
And obviously,
I don't know shit about dragons, so it sounds scary.
Allegedly, they're trying to make a movie about Aegon's conquest, so you might get some of it
with Henry Cavill.
That would be awesome. He should be him. Well, remember, they also, I think I've talked about this on the podcast before, but they, that was the original like spinoff series they were going to do, was Aegon's Conquest. And they burned 30 or 35 million on like a pilot episode, and it just tanked. And then they just got rid of it.
Yeah. I think they're realizing the CGI dragons is way too expensive.
Yeah. They're not. Really, that's what, again, that's what, another thing that's cool about Night of the Seven Kingdoms is it's no, they don't have it to do like crazy CGI.
Sugar, was it Sugarfoot or Sweetfoot?
Yeah, Sweetfoot. But yeah, I'm going to get the best dragon out there, Balerion the Black Dread.
Okay. Okay. That puts
me, mentioned that the dragons are for funsies, right?
Yeah.
Did you mention that? Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean the dragons are for funsies?
I mean,
Are they not partaking?
Are they watching?
They are partaking, but against other dragons.
So if it comes down to it, there's one dragon left and there's one man left, and that man was the one who committed the crime. The dragon
can't fight.
Interesting.
Damn, I had a whole pick kind of built around this, though.
I was going to say, that throws a little bit of wrench into mine. Dragons might as well pick the dragon last, then.
Dragons can only fight. Well, you want to make sure you got the most powerful
dragon. You know, so why? You know. Why does it matter? Because as long as your guy is the last guy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's essentially a kicker, I guess.
Sleeper.
But. Joe John
Hatcher. I'm totally going to draft my dragon last, then. Okay. Number
you don't know any of them.
Oh, I got a few.
Okay. That puts me on.
Yep.
I'm going to come in and really shake this ho-hum draft up. It's taking a lot of safe picks, a lot of BS. I'm coming in here. A lot of just malarkey. So,
say that to Arthur Dayne's face.
I will, or she will.
A
one Brienne of Tarth.
Okay. Oh, I feel
climb
like
that tree.
And I'm putting her right in the woman slot. And yeah, so I'm saving my Thrones pick. I've got that nice, strong woman right in there. A relative of Sir Duncan, allegedly.
Yeah.
So, boom. Put it on the board.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yep.
Very nice. So that's obviously Game of Thrones.
That's woman. Put it in the woman.
I'm sorry, woman. Okay, save the Game of Thrones. Yep.
Yep. I got a bunch.
So, all right. So, since I have said many times I have not seen House of the Dragons, I think I'm just going to do it now because I don't want this pool to get very light on me. And I just like this guy's look. Got a pirate look to him. He looks like Screech Powers, Sir Dustin Diamond, wearing a eye patch with long, luxurious, silky blonde hair. Aemon Targaryen is mine.
Okay.
I've never seen him fight. He looks good. I bet he could swing the sword. Might be packing heat down there. Probably not. Probably not. He might be a eunuch. I'm not sure. I don't know. I've never seen it.
They show his dick in season 2. That's hilarious.
Does he?
Yeah, he's got a weird little body. Yeah, he's kind of a badass. He tries to like emulate the guy that Phil took in the first round, and they end up dying. This is a spoiler for House of the Dragon season 3 or 4, by the way. They end up dying fighting each other in the God's Eye.
They never find Daemon's body.
Yeah, allegedly, yeah.
So I am glad that I. How did they die together? Did they just, was it a dual thrust?
It'll be really sick when the show gets there. But basically, it's their two dragons. They fly really high up in the air above like the God's Eye, which is like this whole center area, and then they like grab onto, they bite each other in the air and attack each other, similar to a battle that is in season two, House of the Dragon. And as they're like cratering to the earth, Daemon, who, yes, as Phil said, they don't find his body. He jumps off of his dragon and stabs Aemon directly in his good eye. And that's
how they find him.
And then, yeah, they crash in the water. But Daemon's never found.
You gotta take that. Take that good piece out. All right. Yeah. Well, all right. Well, there's pick two, I guess. Sure. Now that I've gotten that one out of the way.
There you go. Okay.
It neutralizes Phil's pick.
All right. Well, we need some foreigners here. So I think this one, and please, Jojon, if you wouldn't mind, cue me in on the music here.
Oh, I got to pull it back up.
I've already got my tight end / D end in Sir Duncan the Tall. This guy could play anywhere from probably fullback, linebacker. We need some forward and blood out here. Khal Drogo.
Yeah.
Some say he's my father. Fathered many children amongst the lands.
Some are saying.
He's a great swordsman. They say we need him. He might be one of those, those guys. But yeah, I'm picking a football team. I'm going for big bodies in there. I love the curvature of the sword. He's royalty. Impregnates a beautiful lady, beautiful Targaryen. You can tell I'm not up on the lore here, so feel free to jump on in, guys.
He's Jason Momoa.
Dude's roster is one of one, for sure.
Yeah, I
got good hair. More.
There's not a ton. I mean, I'm sure there's probably more in the books, but I don't know how to read.
What?
Just more lore on Khal Drogo. Oh, yeah. Because obviously he's like an accomplished warrior by the time we meet him. He's got the long braid where they only cut it when they get defeated. Mm-hmm.
How did he die? Did he die like disease or something?
He got cut by his guy, like the one guy that was like, this is bullshit about the witch. And then Daenerys let her do magic on him. And he kind of, I think she like poisoned him basically or something like that. And that was like her whole lesson in season one.
Yeah.
I need to rewatch
Game. Wait, what happened? Wait, so didn't he impregnate Daenerys?
He did, but then she ended up like, when he was dying, she begged the witch to like bring him back. Then she ended up like getting pregnant, like while she was doing her magic in the tent. So Jorah, or getting pregnant, started going into labor. So Jorah brought her into the tent, and then her kid was born as like some lizard fucking thing, and they like it was like dying, but it was like died during delivery basically. So I don't know if that's the magic or not, because like stuff like that has, I guess, happened with Targaryens at other points in the book, and that's why they say they're like, connected to dragons through blood.
Mm. I guess to the magic, like, life from death.
Mm. Yeah, there. So that was also the part of it too. Is she promised Khal Drogo's life, which he did live. He just couldn't fucking move at all, and it cost the life of her baby. Mm.
All right.
RIP.
What do I got? Oh, I need a Knight of the Seven Kingdoms.
Yep.
Ray Barry's even twice?
Yep. I got Khal Drogo and I got the Targaryen dude.
Amen.
Daemon or something? Amen. Amen.
Yep. Forgot about him. Daemon 2.0. Timu Daemon.
I'm going to go.
I would say T-Boo. I mean, give the guy a break. Got one eye.
I was wondering who was going to respond to that.
Walmart Daemon.
Hey, he's
Walmart's right now, picking it up.
In House of the Dragon.
What?
Right now, he's effectively king in House of the Dragon to start season 3.
Yeah, we'll see. Let's say along that list.
We know what happened.
Bane was going to draw him out. Right.
I think I just heard what happened. I'm like, what do you mean? I thought he died and stabbed in his good eye.
Yeah, but for a little bit. I'm going to go. I think I've got a good base that I can wait and let things cook for a bit. I'm going to take my Knight of the Seven Kingdoms. And so this is in their prime.
Oh, yeah.
Alive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go Lionel Baratheon instead.
Okay. The Laughing Storm.
The Laughing Storm.
Yeah.
He ends up training with Dunk. Right?
Not really.
I mean, they end up hanging out and traveling together and being buds.
He isn't traveling with Lionel.
Yeah, he does. Lives with him for a bit.
I don't think so. I know that he loses to Sir Duncan the Tall later on in his life when he tries to rebel because his daughter was supposed to marry Aegg's son, and then Aegg's son chooses not to marry her, so he gets pissed off and Sir Duncan beats him in a trial by combat. But I don't know if they travel together. Maybe. But yeah, go ahead.
He's a pretty solid.
I mean, yeah, he's a laughing storm.
He's a laughing storm. I'm going with that.
I like it. I'm a fan. He took on the Kingsguard people specifically because they're the best warriors.
Yeah.
He's another guy that doesn't get a ton of time, but the show like does his character even more so to make him like the character that we all love.
Mm-hmm.
But good pick, solid pick. With my third pick, I'm gonna get the obvious, at least not if not number one, number two in the woman category. I'm gonna get Arya Stark, the one who
killed. God damn it!
That's
she defeated death.
Yeah,
she is no one.
The run on quarterbacks has started.
I'm so pissed off. I'll say, after Brienne was taken, I'm like, God damn it, I can't think of one goddamn woman who can fight on that show. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, wait, Arya, get back around to me.
Nope, I mean, you had two picks.
I know. No, I forgot about it until literally about 30 seconds before you picked.
All right. Yeah, I mean, what else do I need to say? She's like the badass. I think she could beat Brienne based on how they show it in Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
but she did defeat death. She took Jon Snow's story and hijacked it.
Yeah,
she should have got to kill Cersei too. She should have. I don't know. She should have done something with her faces.
Yeah, she got that with Walter.
Yeah, she did eliminate a whole bloodline too.
Did you like Cersei and Jaime's death at the end?
No, not at all.
No?
I think what would have been good, I don't know how she could do this without killing Jaime, but is if she somehow used Jaime's face to kill Cersei.
Mm.
Because also I think they mentioned it in Game of Thrones, but there's a prophecy where she, like, her brother's supposed to, like, where all her sons or kids are going to die and her brother's going to kill her. And obviously she thinks her brother that's going to kill her is Tyrion, which kind of adds context to their hateful relationship. But then it'd be funny if it was ended up being Jaime because Arya stole his face.
She should have took Euron Greyjoy's face and did it.
Yeah.
Old Euron.
After they lesed out, like technically lesed out.
Yeah.
Euron Greyjoy, the dude.
No, I understand that, but if she takes her face, is it not her?
Oh yeah.
Who's to say?
Good argument. Good argument.
I don't know the biology there.
I don't either.
It's whatever you make it to be. The biology is the friends you made along the way. Anyway,
Anywho.
Once again, fellas, solid round, decent picks.
Okay.
But I don't know what you guys are doing when the answers are right there in front of you.
Mm-hmm. With your third pick?
With my third pick. Easy pick. This is Tom Brady in the seventh. I have.
Layup. Everyone saw that coming.
In his prime. In his prime.
I'm not sure Tom Brady was a seventh round pick. He was a sixth round pick.
The only person to ever rival Sir Arthur Dayne, Sir Barristan Selmy.
Another one of my picks gone. Damn.
That's a deep cut. That's a good one.
I have three of the greatest swordsmen in Westeros history, bro. It's over.
What slot?
Except for Valerian. But that doesn't count. So, he is he's going to be one of my wild cards.
Okay.
For my Knight of the Seven Kingdoms pick, as you can see, the theme for my team so far, my team's theme is honor, skill, leadership. Who better than the greatest king that never was, Prince Baelor Targaryen?
I wish I had the Game of Thrones song from when you rode in ready.
That was sick. It was so epic.
So good.
But that's why I took Lionel over him. Because, like Lionel said, he's never risked anything. What?
He said mother's favorite.
Mother's favorite, but he's never risked anything. So
it's because he's smart. And he's still
he fought in the Black Fire Rebellion.
He's disciplined, he's strategic, smart, great leader, and elite sword skills. Okay. He didn't think his brother would actually kill him. Took a bludgeon to the back of the head.
He just kept going.
Only way to kill the greatest is to stab him in the back, basically.
Yeah. You can see when he gets popped in the head, too, in the background of the show. It's
fun. Dude, I couldn't see, that was so fast-paced and the weirdest camera work that, I couldn't see anything. Did you watch it multiple times and, slow it down?
Yeah. I read that they did it on purpose. Just pumped fog, so it was just a mess.
Well, also, we're kind of, getting his perspective, which they show.
Yeah.
Is he only has that slit. And it's that's kind of the same way that we're watching everything unfold, too.
True. It was crazy gritty. It made you feel holy shit, how could these guys be actually fighting this with any sort of accuracy? Because you have 10% visibility.
Yeah, well, it was, and I don't know, I feel like it was actually accurate to how fighting is too, where they were
exactly
using armor and stuff. They weren't just getting stabbed through their chainmail and plate metal. They were able to fold it and rip the sword out of their hand and do all these that's got to be exhausting to film, because they just seemed so exhausted from scrapping in the ground.
It definitely seemed it made it feel really grounded and real, really true to how it actually played out. And there's zero chance Sir Duncan the Tall actually survived that. I don't think there's any possible way.
I know. He looks dead as fuck when his head hits in the ground.
Yeah. He literally did die. What happened?
Is that not the point of the Trial of the Seven? To let to appease the Seven
and
let them decide? Did they not bring that back?
Yes.
I don't know.
I agree.
Well, I'm going to betray all things honorable with my next pick. but I need a power player. I need somebody to counter these power players that are being drafted. So I'm going to take the Mountain, because God, that's just brutal.
Here's my D tackle.
Rip somebody in half. So that's one of my wild card picks. And okay. I'd be interested to see him, Jon Snow, and the Mountain on the same team. That's the closest thing he has to 1-1. Which, can we draft Giants? I should. Someone should have asked that.
It's technically Joey Berry's did, and I was like, "Yeah, if you can name it."
Say that again.
He was like, "When you said, can we pick the Giants?" And I was like, "Yeah, if you knew its name."
Oh yeah. Well, no, but are they humans?
No. They're giants.
They're closer to trees.
Yeah, we could have done one. We could have made the dragon just like a flax, and then take the funny. But like, obviously, the dragon's the strongest.
A creature.
But, yeah.
Okay, so that I gotta take that off the table. What do I got? What slots do I have open?
Who'd you draft?
You've taken woman, you've taken dragons, hot D. You've
taken hot D, yep. Hot
and who D. else?
Hot D, woman, knight of seven kingdom.
Who's your knight of seven kingdoms?
Baylor.
Oh, okay.
No, Damon. Damon's House of the Dragon.
Lionel, my bad.
Yep. And so I'm on my fourth. I'm going to go. This is a pick with the heart after Joe John stole my first heart. I'm going with the Hound. And
motherfucker!
Taking the mountain off the board.
That's the middle of my defense right there, you guys just took. Yeah. Come on.
Better build up
that. Son bitch. I'm getting roasted here.
Yeah.
All right. You took, for hot D, you took Damon.
Yeah.
You took. Lionel. You're up, Joey Berries.
Joey Berries. He's got to replace some meat.
Talk some more about the Hound before I go.
Okay, the Hound. I mean, he's okay. Right there with the mountain, but we never really got a one-on-one that we deserved before he was whatever he becomes after season four.
A real one-on-one. Yeah, I think so. Again, kind of playing off the alleged relatives of Sir Duncan.
Is that your Thrones or wild card?
What? That was my Thrones.
Okay.
So I've got all three shows and a woman.
Yep.
I need two wild cards and a dragon.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. I think that fits nicely in there with possible Sir Duncan relatives. And he's my favorite, or one of, he's a close second. If Jon Snow didn't exist, it would be the Hound.
Okay.
That episode that's like based, or that follows him around for most of it, where they hang the guy from John Wick and Hot Rod.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, the Hound.
Oh, God.
So, I think we answered this, but I'm scrambling right now for my female because it was taken. So, are we picking characters that actually appeared on screen or ones that were mentioned?
You can go the whole verse.
Or referenced.
It's from the universe. There's a bunch.
Ooh, I think I know where you're going with that. And I kind of.
All right. Since I don't think Stevie P is going to take. You've already taken all your women. I don't think you're going to take them in wild card. Any other women in wild card. And Stevie's not going the route I'm going with woman. So I'm going to save my woman for later. I'm going to go with. And help me with the pronunciation on this, boys. I don't even know where to start. Jaqen H'ghar?
Jaqen
H'ghar.
Jaqen H'ghar.
Oh, he's in Game of Thrones.
Yes, yes, yes. I feel like he could be a little bit of the quarterback for me.
He's not a fighter.
He killed those people in season two, though. Give him names.
Hey. Listen. I have my fighters up front. I need a guy calling the scheme from behind. I'm not looking for just great swordsmen here. I need versatile guys. Versatile roster. So he always seemed badass to me. He basically, you know, led Arya to where she eventually got to. So I feel like he could be a worthwhile wild card in there.
The only defense that I would give you is allegedly he was that guy Silvio, the swordsman of Bravos, the one that's in Arya. Yeah, the one that teaches Arya.
That was going to be my other pick.
Allegedly, that is Jaqen.
That's what I was going to say. My theory.
Oh,
I don't know if this is.
Do I get both?
Well, do you get Jaqen by himself or with a face on?
I mean, God, he could take anybody's face. So that's. I think it's a pretty goddamn good pick. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if I think Jaqen H'ghar is an actual person in the show. I think that he might be, like, just based on the way the show, and the show never, like, admits it. But I think he, Cyril Pharrell, and, like, all the people kind of in Arya's story are all the many-faced god that, like, take her to where she needs to be to kill the Night King.
I don't disagree with that. I have no argument, but he was pretty badass from my perspective.
He killed those people in season two, like low key. Like, and how do you do it? How do you do it?
That's what I'm saying.
The poison darts.
They weren't they like pinned to the wall though.
No, the one guy that was like knocking on Tywin.
He took him out with the poison dart, but I feel like that because like remember when they were trying to sneak out of Harrenhal and they're like they're still up there. Like, what are we gonna do? And then they just walk. And they're like, yeah, they're up there, but they're dead. They're just like propped up.
Yeah.
Listen, I've got some beef on my team already with Duncan the Tall and Khal Drogo. I missed out on my D tackle, so I decided to go a little more short shifty. I decided to play a little bit smaller instead of going with two bigs. I'm going with, you know, I needed a point guard in there. So, yeah, he's my guy. And
so what's your
Well, if he's my point guard, then I want a shooting, a shooting guard and a two. A
football team or a basketball.
Maybe a swing forward. Listen, I know sports much better than Game of Thrones lore. Let me get some run right here, okay? So, my favorite episode of Game of Thrones, I think probably the favorite scene of many Thrones fans or even just non-Throne fans. Is the trial by combat, Viper versus the Mountain. And since the Mountain is already taken, I need a little bravado on my team. I need somebody who
a little showman
can talk some game. Yeah, a little showmanship. I want some gold out there. I want also the staff out there. A little flip around. I mean, he could have taken down two mountains if he wanted to, if he wasn't so
verbose.
So confident. So Oberyn Martell is my guy.
Good choice. Good choice.
Yep.
All I'll say is people are a little tired of Pedro Pascal these days.
What?
Yep. I know what you're talking about.
He was much more of a young upcoming prospect at that point.
Yeah. Wait a minute. We're taking him at its peak. At their peak. Fair.
Talking about the
axe right before his skull exploded.
Yes. Yes, but I think he might have learned from that.
Well, I don't think he did.
Some lessons you don't get to learn from, unfortunately. Okay, I like it. I mean, I love Oberyn. His character is awesome. I wish he...
You raped her!
Yeah, I hate how his story ends.
It's so difficult to watch sometimes. Every time it pops up on one of my reels, I'm like, oh, God. Well, I'm here for the next 120 seconds, but I know I'm not going to like the ending.
I wish I could just send you a GIF of that.
Oh, it's tough.
I might just send it to clients that aren't answering. Well, that does circle back to me, correct?
Yep.
Yes, down to number two.
So we're like three quarters of the way through this draft. This person's been mentioned numerous times, but hasn't been taken off the board. And it's in the prime, right? When he had two wins.
I knew,
The best swordsman of the Thrones era, Jamie Lannister, in the wild card.
He's a sister fucker. I don't want a piece of him. Get him off.
Stark beat him in, you know, the battle.
Who?
Robb Stark, season one. They captured him.
It wasn't a hand-to-hand combat. He outmaneuvered him. And that was Tywin.
I don't know.
I'm just saying.
Back when he had both those hands for his sister.
The Kingslayer.
Has anyone seen Shot Caller with Jamie Lannister in it?
I've seen like
it's a really good prison movie that came out like 2 years ago. If you like Jamie Lannister and prison movies, it's up your alley.
What a combo. You think,
yeah. No, I have not seen this. Yeah, John Bernthal's in it.
Ooh.
Bernthal, how do you say it?
John Bernthal. It's a pretty decent cast.
Yeah, it came out it came out like 2017, it looked like. But
wait a minute, really? Wait a minute.
I think so.
I just saw it 2 years ago. Whoops.
Yeah, August.
You know, sometimes when it pops on Netflix, you're like, oh, it's new to me. So
yeah, I know when it says new. That's so is it me now?
It is you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'll go with my pick, but I was going to take this pick based on until we talked about how the dragons have to fight each other. I was going to take Serwyn of the Mirror Shield, which is what the play in Knight of the Seven Kingdoms is based on. And it's a knight who has a shield that is polished as much as a mirror, and he uses that to sneak up on a dragon and slay it. And that's what the whole play is about, that Arian ends up breaking the girl's finger because it makes the Targaryens look weak that he drafted that. So I was going to get that. I was going to take him because he slayed a dragon. But because the dragons are fighting each other, I'm going to go a lot bit more basic. And I'm going to take in his prime Bobby B, Robert Baratheon.
Good choice. I was wondering when he was going to get grabbed.
I know. I thought he would have been a much earlier pick. He fucking cracked, what was his name? Rhaegar Targaryen's chest with a hammer, cracked it open after he took his beloved Lyanna Stark.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. So that's my, what would that be? Is it fourth or fifth round? Fifth round pick?
That's a good one. Oh, there's so many.
Now, so when I saw Game of Thrones for the first time and I saw who's playing Robert Baratheon, I just sort of chuckled because Mark Addy is like he's from A Knight's Tale, and he's like, he's from, what's that? What was that sitcom he was on, Spells? Or Phil?
Dead name.
I'm gonna have to look it up real quick.
Dogging.
But it's just like I couldn't take him seriously.
Yeah, he's in stuff.
Yeah, what the fuck was that show? Still Standing. No, really, that's surprising. I feel like that was right up your alley because you're like a King of Queens guy, and I feel like it's like Midwestern King of Queens.
Exactly what you're talking about. Yep, that was him.
Hmm. Nice.
Stevie.
Remind me of the
female. Sorry to pull it off the goat lore.
Yeah.
You're good. What'd you say, Stevie?
Remind me of the females that have been taken so far.
Just Brienne and Arya.
Yeah.
Those skanks.
Solid picks. But I'm going to go off someone who we haven't seen, but we've only heard the legendary tales of her ferociousness with the blood of old Valyria within her, the original rider of Vhagar, Visenya Targaryen,
wielding okay. Darkseid.
Okay. The owner of Dark Sister.
Yep.
Originally.
Mm-hmm. She hot?
Sure. She was one of Aegon's sister wives, so yes.
Ew, sister wives?
Yeah, he married both of his sisters.
Ew, gross. Tell me more.
I didn't know the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints was running.
Conquered the Nine Kingdoms.
Yeah. Okay.
So, for my second pick here.
Yeah.
This is actually a tough one. I'm just going to grab my dragon. I'll just grab Vhagar. Full package right there.
Okay. There you go. You got both.
Okay. There you go.
Okay.
Easy. Okay.
Jojo, what do you have left?
I got my House of the Dragon and Knight of the Seven Kingdoms pick. I'm going to go... I don't feel like either of these guys are going to be taken. And I feel like these are my late round picks, but they provide some upside. So for my Knight of the Seven Kingdoms pick, I'm going to take Sir Robin Risling because he's hardcore as fuck and he's got some great quotes. He's the guy that they show in the flashback lancing that has his eye hanging out.
Uh-huh.
And then he ends up fighting on Sir Duncan's side. And he's got two sick quotes. He's got, "When it is madness bid, it is madness delivered." And then he says, that he serves a crown. And he says, "But when the crown goes against the gods, Sir Robin goes against the crown."
Does he die in that battle?
Does he? I don't remember if he's one of the ones that dies.
I can't remember. Yeah.
I think he does. And the two heralds or...
Prince Baelor, Sir Humphrey Breezeby, and Sir Humphrey Harding. No, just the Humphreys and Baelor.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's a badass.
Okay.
Absolutely. Who was it a Baratheon that was also on Sir Duncan the Tall's team? What was his name?
Lionel, Matt, or Phil.
That guy's fucking awesome. Oh, sorry. Sorry, Phil. I can't wait for you to pick it so I can talk about him.
Yeah, he was great.
I already did.
Oh, you did?
I picked him.
Oh, my bad. Sorry. There's a lot of names that sound a lot alike. So
that's fair.
Yeah.
It's my pick, right?
Yep.
Oh, wait a minute. That guy was the best part of the Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, in my opinion. He was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, he was great when he walked up on Egg when he was like stealing the horse. He's like, "The fuck you doing?" I mean, he had to do some damage.
So,
was he gay?
Lionel?
He was doing that dance with Sir Duncan, like the little toe stomping dance.
Gay, based on how it was being portrayed.
Anyway. It's my pick. I'm taking, we're talking about people in their prime, people who have accomplished quite a bit in their times.
Got a resume. So this is a 4-year.
This guy's got a resume. A one Eddard Ned Stark. Wielder of the sword Ice. That without that, Brienne doesn't have a sword. That little bitch Joffrey doesn't have a sword. He took down, with some help, sort of campaign. But, you know, hey, winners tell the tale. All right. With that being said, winter is coming. And
was that a quote from Trump?
What?
Winners tell the tale?
No.
No.
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
Sounds like something a wise man might have said. but that was off my head right now. But Ned Stark joins Team Philip Boughton to glory. So there you go.
Excellent.
Oh, here. I was doing your list for you, too.
All right, what do I have left? So I got the what's that, Joe John?
I said, I don't know if that was that strong of a pick.
Why?
It wasn't.
He's not.
This is a race.
That's Stark?
He's not like that with the sword, though. Yeah, he's up there, but he's not Barristan, Selmy.
He took Jaime on. He took Jaime on if he was in his prime.
And I think Jamie's overstated. I think he got some hype on the roster.
Who would be?
He was just empowered by Clap and Cersei's.
Like, he got good names, but
I got the skill to back it.
I have the like, best.
He wasn't even his brother was the strongest.
But Ned's the smartest.
Most honorable.
He is that's necessary on the battlefield.
If honor is kill.
He is the Stark embodied.
Okay. All right. So that's Joey Barry's. You got what your two final picks here?
There's a
lot. Yeah, so I have dragon, right, and I have woman.
Woman.
The two positions I care least about. All right, so two women I wanted were taken early. Solid picks, absolutely solid picks. It's kind of a shallow pool, women in Westeros. So I wanted to go with somebody who could fight, somebody who gave me a boner, and somebody who could fight differently than the rest of the brutes on the battlefield. I'm going with Ygritte because I love an archer.
Wow. And the red hair.
I love an archer. She's a looker too. So just in case things go awry in the battlefield, you know, you can make out with someone as your plane's going down. Maybe.
It didn't occur to me.
No? What do you think? Is that decent in your opinion?
I think that's a good pick. I could not think of another woman that was like a fighter.
Are we done with women?
The sand girls.
Four are gone.
Melisandre.
It's a good one.
She's not a fighter.
I was gonna go.
She's got some magic. She could probably do some things.
The one that the Arya's what direwolf's named after Nymeria. She was like a legendary warrior in like the prehistoric time too.
Nymeria Sand was who I was thinking of.
Oh,
a legend.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are we going honorable mention women here?
No,
we just named other ones. But yeah,
no.
Well, I know Phil's.
I thought Stevie P was going to go Nettles when he was talking about the chicks Nettles. That didn't make it into the show. I was like,
Nettles was good because of her dragon.
True.
So I know Phil's, one of his favorite movies, probably his favorite war movie, is fill in the blank for me, Phil.
Fury.
Saving Private Ryan. There you go. Barry Pepper plays the sniper, who is probably the most pivotal fighter on the battlefield in most of the battles during Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Right? So that's my thought process. What is a sniper in medieval times? It's the archer.
Yeah.
She could.
And she did.
Hit a dime from a football field away.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, you could have killed Jon Snow.
Put her in the corner and let her rip.
That's a good one.
So, lastly, my dragon, and I'm only picking this because I don't give a shit about the dragons, but the coolest part of Game of Thrones, like the biggest, holy shit, and then it cuts to black, was when, is it Viserion got pulled out of the water and became a dead dragon?
Water, yeah, dragon.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know what the peak is, whether or not it's pre-death or post-death, but yeah, that was a pretty epic scene, in my opinion. So I want to go with Viserion.
Wow, he's got the Night King dragon. That's solid. Yeah. He's got blue flames. I don't know if that means anything, but it's cool.
It is cool.
I'll just poke him with Dark Sister, and I win.
Yeah,
that thing should have fucked up everybody. I got Dark Sister. Yeah. Game of Thrones, like the Long Night. That dragon should have just toasted all of the main characters. Yeah.
Can I tell you my quick Game of Thrones story? So the Long Night, that was the first episode of Game of Thrones I saw.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I had been part of this, I think it was either Time Warner or Spectrum, class action lawsuit, and we won. So I either got like 6 months free of my service, or I could get like 2 years free of HBO. And I'm like, oh, you know, I've been hearing good things about this Game of Thrones thing, so I'm going to do HBO. And that week was that episode. So I'm like, all right, I'll watch this one. And I watched it. I'm like, oh, this is really cool. I don't really know what's going on at all. And then I tell my buddies, and I'm like, because I know they're Game of Thrones heads, and they're like, wait, are you saying you haven't watched any Game of Thrones before watching that episode? Like, if you do realize that the entire series has been leading up to that point.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, not really. I didn't realize that. So then I just binged watched a bunch of the Game of Thrones so I could, see the final three episodes as they came out.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Okay. That leaves me.
Did you take both your picks?
Yeah.
Viserion and
Ygritte. Yep.
So that leaves me with the dragon. I've got the best dragon there is. Daemon's dragon, Caraxes.
Oh, wow. I thought you were going to go with Drogon when you said that. You think Caraxes is the best?
The blood worm. Yeah. Danger noodle.
It is skinny.
He's skinny, but he's the most ferocious.
It looks like you really unique in House of the Dragon.
Yep. The most ferocious of all the dragons. He could have took who was it? The one Helena's, the one we were talking about earlier. Is supposed to be bigger than Vhagar, but isn't a fighter. But he didn't. He took Caraxes because he's a dog.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Okay, was that all our dragons drafted, or Stevie P. Yeah. Take a draft?
Stevie took a dragon, didn't he?
Yep, I took Vhagar.
Oh, yep, you did. Okay. Honorable mention, I was going to go there, was the cannibal, because it sounds fucking sick.
Yeah.
And he eats other dragons.
Other dragons.
Yeah. All right, so that's my last pick now. I don't feel the strongest about this. Like, this is definitely a seventh-round talent. But there's also not a lot of fighters in House of the Dragon. That's my last category. Like, I know Daemon's supposedly good, but like after that, what? There's like Criston Cole, and that's kind of it. But I'm going to take Sir Harwin Strong because I thought he was a badass, and then his brother killed him unfairly.
Rip.
Yeah, no, he was a good fighter. He was one of the better fighters of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
So welcome to the squad.
Squad up. All right. Stevie.
Can I get a quick rundown of the team before I make the final pick of the draft?
You want a quick rundown? Okay.
I just don't know if the guy I want to take is taken.
I'll do mine. I have Game of Thrones, Jon Snow, Night of the Seven Kingdoms, Robin Risling, House of the Dragon, Harwin Strong. My female was Arya Stark. My wild cards are the Mountain and Robert Baratheon. And then I took Valyrian the Black Dread. Phil has the Hound for Game of Thrones, Lionel Baratheon for Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, Daemon Targaryen, House of the Dragon, Brienne for his woman, Ned Stark, and then who was your last wild card?
Can't even remember his own team.
You got Caraxes as your dragon. I'm just forgetting. Your own wild. Dragon.
Jamie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I despise your team. Just a bunch of fucking cocksuckers.
True.
Besides Brienne, yeah.
Well, the most notable sword swallower had not been taken at all.
Oh, so. Yeah. See, he never really fought in real battle.
Who's that?
Loras.
A sword swallower through and through.
A sword swallower through and through.
And mine was Khal Drogo, the Viper. Jocker? What's his name?
Jakar.
Jakar.
Jack and Hagar, yeah.
Sir Duncan. Viserys.
Aemon.
Ygritte. And Aemon.
Ygritte, yeah.
Right there, Stevie.
What do you have left, Stevie?
I just have my wild card.
Oh, wow.
I was going to do literally Clegane, but he was taken.
The original Aegon.
The Mountain.
Yeah, so.
We don't know if he was a good fighter.
I know, but yeah, I have his dragon. I should have taken him.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I was gonna take, instead of Ygritte, I was gonna take Viserys and then Dany, just so. Once again, if I'm gonna die, at least give me some.
Okay.
Oh, stop it, Phil.
There's tons. There's so many people for Stevie to pick.
That's what I'm trying to make this a really good one, just to put the icing on the cake.
Okay. Literally anyone.
Yeah.
Do it.
See, I don't.
Peter Dinklage.
So far my team is just literal like combat, right? Like nothing crazy, just good sword fighters, skillful people.
Tyrion.
But what about the mystical aspect of Westeros? You have Melisandre, right? Did you take her or no? No. So we have no one mystical.
Okay, she's gonna get ripped to shreds if she's out there.
Right.
You take but that necklace off and
she's magic, right? So what about introducing a little bit of magic behind my monstrous front five? I don't know.
I'll tell you, this is a great podcast right now.
Yeah.
I will take...
Theon Greyjoy. With no cock.
I thought about his sister, Yara, for my female. But I was like, I don't know how good she is off a boat. You know,
Daria. I feel like she would have been like a strong safety.
Maybe, yeah. Okay, screw it. I'm gonna get mystical because I don't think your team's gonna be my team regardless. I'm gonna go with Blood Raven.
I was gonna say, would anybody pick that?
Did he ever?
I don't know what that is.
Fight? He's the three-eyed raven.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He will pop up. He
can see everything before it happens. Everything that has happened is happening and will happen. So he can just fucking tell my boys what to do and it's game over.
Allegedly, he's been in season one already.
Of Night of the Seven Kingdoms.
I read something about that. I feel like that's what he popped in my head.
Well, he's I think he's the Hand of the King, right now in Knight of the Seven Kingdoms.
Balin, or
that's what it does say. I just looked him up.
Balon was. He will be. But
so now we got our teams made, right?
Everything I've listened to is like he's been, because he knows what's happening or what can happen. So he's like, he was the fortune teller at at the fair, and he was the barmaid or the innkeeper at the inn, because apparently it's the same actress.
Mm-hmm.
So allegedly.
So here's what we got to do.
He was apparently a renowned fighter too in his day. So
Who does ChatGPT think wins?
You don't want to play that game. You lose it every single time.
No, I don't think I'll lose this one.
No, who does Claude think wins?
What the fuck? It says my team is no complaining about it.
I still think my Marvel team won.
You can think that.
Oh, that's right. The guy who played Blood Raven is in Shutter Island. I knew him from somewhere.
Shutter Island, good movie.
Name what we
trial.
Name any movie. That's a good movie.
The American with George Clooney. Movies?
Name every movie ever.
Jaws. That's a good movie.
That's a good movie. That's a good movie.
Good movie.
I love The Ringer. I don't care what anyone says.
The Ringer is classic humor. Go for gold.
When the fuck did we get ice cream?
Go for gold.
You picked up my CD in broad daylight and you squashed it.
Scratched it. I see pretty girls everywhere I go. Everywhere I go. Will you watch that? Joey Berry's.
Wait, I was actually... No, I'm not watching a movie about pretending to be retarded with my children.
Oh, come on.
No, I just thought of a good movie last night.
Something with Brendan Fraser.
Shit. He's got what, Bedazzled?
I love Bedazzled.
I know you do.
I love Blast from the Past. I love Bedazzled.
What does it say, Joe John?
It's way too much to type in. I also can't remember who you guys have right now, so we can let the audience decide.
Yes. Do both. I want to know. We'll group chat it later. We'll
let the audience. Yeah, we can look it up. I'll post it with when I post the episode. I'll say what team won.
So, audience, you've been with us through this voyage, through a trial of combat, if you will. Tell us in the comments who you think would come out on top there. Like, subscribe, follow on the old Book of Face. But we appreciate your time. Any closing remarks from any of you three?
I would just like, because obviously I don't know as much about this lore as you guys do. From what you've heard on the teams, who do you think has won? Do not pick yourself, but outside of that.
I can't remember everybody's picks, although if I have to pick not my team, I think I was going to go with Stevie P's team.
I was going to go
Phil, Stevie P's.
I can't pick my
own team real quick again.
You cannot pick your own team.
Probably.
Everybody likes to smell their own fart.
Captain Bountains. Simply because Damon.
So we all picked all four.
Jamie. Damon and Jamie's a lethal combo.
Wait, Phil, who'd you pick?
Joey Berry's.
Okay. Joey, who'd you pick?
I don't know everybody. So honestly, I would say Phil just because you know what? Hold on.
Bad. I think Phil's got the distinctively third best roster.
I actually will say Joe John because – I was going to say Phil because of Brienne of Tarth, but Arya, I think, takes Brienne of Tarth. So.
Arya takes Brienne. Oberyn third. Mountain takes Oberyn. Jon Snow, nobody takes him. Blaryon wins Mountain, the dragon. Robert Baratheon, the fucking powerhouses.
Wait, takes Oberyn Martell?
The Mountain? Yeah.
Yeah.
Did.
Isn't he the Viper?
Yeah.
Yeah, he lived.
I took the Viper.
Yeah, but like.
Beats him.
The Viper had him. He had him dead to rights.
Oh, did his head get crushed?
wait. Did the Mountain actually die? He did.
Yeah, I would say that he did die too. But no, I mean, I'm not matching him up on Oberyn. I'm putting.
You know
him
who
up.
Actually killed the Mountain? Do you know What's who actually found? Killed the Mountain?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
The Hound. Oh no, I was gonna go with
technically. That. It wasn't really the Mountain.
Wasn't the dragon basically?
It was the building falling apart and. He was about to fucking kill Clegane too, and then he pushed him off the building with him. I thought you were going to say the Maester killed him.
No.
Barry's into my team's the best.
All right. Well, we'll let the fans decide.
We'll let the gods decide. So.
I honestly, I'm much more interested in seeing what ChatGPT has to say than the fans. Okay, sorry, fans.
We'll share in the text, but thank you three for stopping by. Thank you listeners for stopping by. We appreciate it. Like I said, like, subscribe, follow, do the things, and take care of yourself. God bless. We love you. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Todd.